Yerushalmi, my first corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof and Adalus at the Mishnah, the top of the page. Hamakalas b'sa'irim, makalat achas achas va'ichel, v'im kilef v'nosan l'seich yodoy chayev. If a person peels barley kernels, he may do so one at a time and eat them. But if he peeled and had several in his hand, then he's obligated to tithe them. Hamayil melilois she'ochitim menapeach al yad va'ichel v'im nipach v'nosan l'seich chikoy chayev. One who rolls dried wheat seeds in his fingers may winnow and blow them from one hand to the other to remove the chaff. However, if he did this and put several in his lap, then he is obligated. And the Gemara says, Amar Rizera, Yochel Anna Mekalef Talti Talti. Rav Zera says, I permit peeling two at a time. B'tani Kain, B'sa'im Shnaim Potter, Sholish Chayev. B'chitim, Sholish Potter, Arba Chayev. And we have a support from a Tosefta. For barley, two are exempt and three are obligated. For wheat, three are exempt and four are obligated. Huna ba'chinana v'av tachlifa ba'imun ba'imi havanyasin koim Rav Loza. Huna ba'chinana and v'av tachlifa ba'imi were sitting in front of Rav Loza. Am Rav Yoina in kulahin ba'imi hahein ba'rav imi in kulon ba'rav imi. Rav Yoina clarifies, he says, if whenever we mention Rav Tachlifa, he's Rav Tachlifa who is not ba'imi, then in this story it was Rav Tachlifa ba'rav imi. And if whenever we mention Rav Tachlifa, he is Rav Tachlifa ba'rav imi, then in this story he was not ba'rav imi. Having lay ad kishre es b'yser, v'havin savin minei, v'afach afui l'koisla, v'chaviloin male sheolun. And the story continues, Rav Loza's palm was full of barley until his knuckles. Rav Huna and Rav Tachlifa were taking from him seeds, one by one, and peeling and eating them. Rav Loza faced the wall and peeled all of them and showed them a fistful of peeled barley. And we have a brisa to support that, as long as he doesn't winnow them using a funnel or a large bowl. And for the melacha of boira, which is selecting on Shabbos, one is only liable if there was a quantity of a dried fig. Rabchir ba'ada asked Rabbi Mana, you said that for barley two are exempt and three are obligated, but for wheat the Mishnah seems to permit a full hand. Amalei shnihi hacha shehu machse es amoisa. Rabbi Mana answered, no, in the case of the wheat, he will return whatever remains after he eats. B'tani kein b'medram amurim b'zman she'ina samuch l'goyren ava haya samuch l'goyren afil yesemikan muta mipnei shehu machse es amoisa. We bring a support from a baisa. When does peeling more than two barley seeds establish an obligation? When he isn't close to the threshing floor, so he won't return whatever remains. However, if he was close, even more than that is permitted, since he will return whatever remains.